Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
From an undisclosed broadcasting location.
This is a test. For the next 60 seconds, this station will conduct a test of the emergency broadcast system.
America, here comes the relief from the pain. Unapologetically, this is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number three. This is Lock and Load, and today, well, he made a video about it. We talked about this not too long ago, but here lately, my go-to for all things tactical, because he's more closer connected to it than I am, a little bit younger, stuff like that, has been the student of the gun, Paul Markle. Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon.
So I'd asked you about, I had asked you about a bug out bag, because I don't have a bug out bag yet. And so you made a video about the BBOB, the big bug out bag. And you make two very good points in that video about, like, one, where are you going to go? That's always a good question. Me sitting here looking at everything I've got around me and then going, I'm going to go out into the sticks with just a backpack full of stuff and survive for days on end. I don't know how that would work. Not now. I mean, you know, when I was in my 20s, that would have been a no-brainer. I could have done that happily. But different story now that I'm in my 60s. But that's all beside the point. With your big bug-out bag, you were hitting all of how long would a bug-out bag like that have handled you? And this video, by the way, is available at the Student of the Gun YouTube channel, which I will put the link to that in the show notes on the podcast end of it. How long would something like that last you? Because what you were talking about is probably more to, you were looking at this as not as a bug out bag, but a go to trouble bag, right?
Right. Yeah, I've had to do that. Not a lot, you know, not a tremendous amount of time, but there's been times when, somebody needed help and I needed to get to them. And so rather than the worst thing you can do, if you want to forget stuff, wait until the last second to grab it. You know what I mean? Cause when you're in a hurry to get somewhere, you're going to forget something if you haven't pre-staged it and prepared it when your mind is calm and you have plenty of time. And so I went through basically Maslow's hierarchy of needs. You know, what do human beings need to survive? They need warmth, shelter, fresh water, food, and so forth. And I looked at the bag and I was like, okay, if I was going to go, for instance, you know, a good friend of mine is 3-4 hours drive away and they had a hurricane or tornado or whatever, and their home is a shambles or their shop is flooded or whatever. They need help. So I grabbed the bag, throw it in the truck and go. And the main thing I wanted to get across to people is if your plan is, well, on my way, I'm going to stop at Walmart or on my way, I'm going to stop at the grocery store. Or, and this is one of the worst ones that I've been hammering on this for years and years is the idea that, well, I don't have it, but when I get there, I'll get it.
Right.
I'll just pick it up when I get there. That's no. You know, we do our rifle training in the summertime in Wyoming up in the mountains, I remind people of, like, the nearest Walmart is 60 miles away, 60. So if your plan is, well, I'll just go ahead and, you know, grab that when I get there, that's not the plan. you don't want to, you know, that shouldn't be what you're thinking. You should be thinking, I'm going to take everything, all the basic needs. Obviously, if you're going to somebody, they're probably not going to be sitting by themselves in a desert starving to death.
Right.
You know, But you want to have, like, I got put an MRE and a giant bottle of water in there because I don't want to, my first thought to be, oh crap, I have to find water. I have to find food. You know, and you're not going to starve in a day or two. If you, you know, you might be uncomfortable, but you're not going to starve. And the, you know, people who've never had to eat MREs, people who've never been hungry, let's put it that way. People who've never been hungry talk crap about MREs.
Sure.
I'm like, yeah, you're like, oh, I never ate that. I'm like, yeah, because you've never been really hungry. Because there's a big difference. If you were really hungry, you would eat everything in that.
Well, yes. Yes, you would. And the thing about...
And enjoy it.
Yeah. Yeah, I remember the first day of basic training at Chow. They had peas on there, and they had some carrot cake or something like that. And I didn't eat peas or carrot cake, so I didn't eat that. The next day, I mean the very next meal, I was eating everything they put in front of me. It didn't matter what it
everything
was.
Everything on the plate.
If somebody looked away, I was eating their stuff too, because you're in a state of burning a lot of calories. You're outdoors a lot. I think they do that.
Like a furnace.
Yeah, yeah. So when you're...
Yeah.
I don't think most people understand what happens when you're actually in the field, hence the bag and all the other stuff. If you were going to a place and you had the ability to go there in your truck, would you have any additional stuff in there with just the bag ready to go that would be your jump out of the truck bag if you had to, and that would be what you went out with? But would you have anything in the truck to augment what you already have?
Oh, yeah. I mean, you know, my truck, I've got tie-down straps, I've got tools, you know, I've got extra sets of gloves, I got an extra sweatshirt, I've got flip-flops in my truck underneath the back seat in the storage area in case, I don't know, I lose my shoes or whatever. Or what if your boots are wet and you need to take them off and leave them to dry somewhere?
Right.
You're just going to walk around barefoot? No. You know, stuff like that.
Yeah, I would probably, I carry Crocs everywhere I go. I've got a pair of Crocs that just stay in my truck. But the thing is, I mean, the whole thing with the bag. Now, the other part of the bag, now, a lot of these guys get out there and go, I'm just going to take a poncho liner and a tarp, and that's all I need to sleep in.
Mm-hmm. Which you can, you know.
If it's the right climate.
Right, and if the weight is a concern, and you know the thing with the big bug out bag, and as I said in the video, it's like I'm not thinking I'm going to put this thing on my back and go hike 15K.
Right,
you know, that's not my thought. My thought is I'm going to pick it up, carry it to the truck, get to where I'm going, take it out of the truck, carry it to wherever I need to be, and that's about it.
Right.
So I'm not worried about it being compact. You know, I'd rather, that one, I put a sleeping bag in, you know, and I put one of those little super lightweight, compact sleeping pads.
Right.
Because, you know, you might end up sleeping on the floor somewhere or whatever. And when you get to be my age, you know how it was when we were young, you could sleep on rocks comfortably.
Very happy.
And not so much anymore.
No.
Not so much anymore.
You want the sleeping pad because you want to be separated from whatever it is you're sleeping on. Because unless you're sleeping on some sort of a heat source, you're going to have the heat sucked out of your muscles. And the next morning when you wake up,
that's right.
Even with the best sleeping bag. But you need that air between you and the ground. But even with the best sleeping bag, the next morning you're going to wake up and you're not going to be able to move. You're just going to get up and you're going to be moving slower than I move. And let me tell you something, that is pathetic. This video is at the Student of the Gun YouTube channel. Paul does the whole thing. He pulls the kit apart. It's a very good kit as far as the things that he addresses, because he dots the I's and crosses the T's in a very well thought out way. If you're actually thinking, I need to make a bag that will be the bag that I run out the door with. And we're going to talk more about this when we get back, because he has more than one. But that's when we get back. Talking to Paul Markle, Student of the Gun. Studentofthegun.com. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
We'll
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning. At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
All right, welcome back. This is Lock and Load, and I am talking with Paul Markle, the student of the gun, the professor, and I had Paul on the show one time, and I said, I don't have a bug-out bag, and we started talking about it. So he made a whole video about it. And now, first things first, did you make an equipment list on there for people that might want to try to mimic what you do, or is it all sold at Student Gun? Or?
Kind of. If you go to studentofthegun.com,
right?
Yeah, if you go to studentofthegun.com, once you land on the home page, the very latest installment or the latest feature is the bug out bag video. And there's some text that goes along with that, talking about the water purification system and about the medical gear and so forth. It's not exhaustive, but it's a good place to start. And you know, one of the things, like I said, we've been preaching the Maslow's hierarchy of needs for years and years and years. I wrote an article for The Blaze a long time ago called Maslow New Prepping. And it essentially, you start at the base of the pyramid. You know, what do you absolutely have to have as a human to survive? And then we build upon that, because all the other stuff on top is immaterial. You know, it's immaterial if you don't have food, if you don't have clean water, you know, if you don't have something to keep the wind and the cold and the rain and stuff off of you. All the other stuff's immaterial.
Right.
Actually, we made a really cool discovery at SHOT Show this year. Very rarely am I impressed, or because I'm kind of jaded. I've been going to SHOT Show and stuff for 20-plus years, and I rarely see things that make me excited. And I ran into this company called Lifesaver, and they have water purification units that they have a small one that I featured in the thing, the pump, the Wayfarer pump. And, dude, you know, people, I think maybe 20 years ago, people have been like, what's the big deal? I mean, you're always going to have clean water. You'll always be able to walk over to the faucet and turn it on. And all you got to do is, look at the world in which we live and realize that that's not always a thing. And a lot of times, people think, oh, well, that's for camping and backpacking and being, way out in the middle of nowhere. Not really. Because as you guys should know, and as you know, if you've been in any area that's had flooding, or, hurricane storms, whatever, the water's contaminated.
Right.
The water coming out of the tap is contaminated. That was one of the big things that we encountered when I was in, New Orleans right after Hurricane Katrina, because of all the flooding. And, they said, we drank obviously tons and tons of bottled water, because they're like, look, do not drink the water out of the faucet. It is not to be trusted. But the problem with water, as you know, is, water is important. We've got to have it. And it's also heavy, and it takes up a lot of room. So if you can get to a source, whether it's a pond, a stream, or maybe it's water coming out of the faucet, but you're not 100% sure that there's not bacteria in that thing or whatever. How many times have you been in an area where a water line broke and they put out the signs on every street corner that says 48-hour, 72-hour boil warning?
Right.
I used to encounter that in the South all the time after hurricanes. Hurricane would sweep in and there'd be flooding, or water mains would break or whatever. And they put them signs out, boil water, do not drink, blah, 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 blah. Well, that's great, but let's face facts. Are you going to want to sit there and boil every drop of water that you drink? Probably not.
Probably not.
But if you had a unit like this, you just stick the hose in the sink or whatever, bathtub, and remove all that nastiness from it. And, dude, this little 11-ounce unit will 1,300 gallons of water before you have to change the filter.
Right.
So it's kind of important.
Yeah, I'm probably going to start. I'm going to try to get a list of things from you later, maybe in about a couple of weeks after a few things settle. And we're going to have to build. I'm going to have to build my own BBOB. Now, the part where you had the sleeping bag. I think another thing that most people don't understand, a sleeping bag is a lot better than just having a poncho liner. I see these guys all the time making bed rolls with various things and everything. A sleeping bag is actually so much better because nobody really understands how cool it gets in the middle of the night when you're not surrounded by a bunch of heat sources like buildings.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And, you know, like that, then that's the point I made in the thing. It's like, look, if weight is a factor and you're thinking that I'm going to have to put this pack on my back and I'm going to have to go on foot great distances, then obviously weight is a factor. But if it's a bag that you're going to grab and throw into the trunk of a car or in the back of a truck or whatever, and weight's not a factor, well, then take something useful, like take a sleeping bag.
Right.
Now, I've got poncho liners, you know, and I'm going to, the next video is going to be the lighter weight, the one that you would actually hump or hike, and we'll pare that down. But for this one, I wanted to, you know, and I've done that. I've grabbed that bag and thrown in the truck and driven to help somebody. And I was glad that I had everything in it. The main thing I was glad I had was the gloves and the change of shirts, because I ended up, you know, sweating and getting my shirts all sweaty, and being able to change, you know, from a nasty sweaty t-shirt into a dry shirt is a comfort.
Indeed. That's the other thing. When you're out there in the woods, you might be cold, you might be wet. Being cold and wet is very dangerous, too.
Yep.
Being cold and dry is much more tenable. So you need to set yourself up to be dry. That's item number one. Item number two, you got to have warmth. You got to have food. You got to have water. And all that stuff works in your core and everything. You're basically getting into the very basic survival status when you're out there in the wild. But it's doable. It's not that it's not doable, but you have to be prepared, and that's why you would want to put together a kit to cover all of the eventualities. Now, this video, you can find this video by going straight to studentofthegun.com, and it is right there on the left at the front of the page. You can click on it, watch the video. It's a very well done video. Paul and company does a very, very, very good job. And it is very instructional, because there's not one piece that he doesn't mention. First aid is covered. He sells the first aid kit. The water pump. He sells the water pump. You know what you need. You need a student of the gun backpack. Somebody needs to make you a student of the gun backpack. Hang on for me. Hang on for me, if you will. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Using the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to chamberscustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
Operate. At Staccato, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in a gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
USA News Update. Police say a shooting outside a funeral home in Northeast Washington, D.C. was a targeted attack.
It's unfortunate that someone would be so brazen to do such an act, let alone at a funeral. I mean, how low can you be?
D.C. Police Chief Robert Conti says four people were shot and one person is dead. The global economy is in a better state than expected, despite the ongoing war in Ukraine. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen said energy and food prices have stabilized and supply chain pressures are easing. The Postal Service wants to raise the price of stamps to offset inflation. They're seeking approval to raise the price of first-class mail stamps by 3 cents to 66 cents. And at the closing bell, the Dow Jones Industrial Average was up 98 points to 33,684. The S&P 500 lost a fraction of a point, dropped to 4108, and the NASDAQ fell 52 points. John Schaefer, USA News.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there are some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about extreme weather, the alarming increase in man-made disasters, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare. And the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their popular 3-month emergency food kit. They include tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners with over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. For a limited time, save $200 plus get free shipping on your 3-month supply at MyPatriotSupply.com. Too many Americans are being let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
This is Lock and Load, and we are talking with Paul Markle, student of the gun. Now, we talked about the bag and the kit and everything else. Now we come down to the part that I was very curious about. So when you are going and let's say somebody's college and said, hey, I need a pipe hitter. I need pipe hitters, but would you be one of them? So that sort of entails a little bit of weaponry. I've never heard of a conscientious pipe hitter. So that's one thing he did not touch on. Now, what is the presumed weapon that I would presume Mr. Markle would be taking out?
Well, I mean, if I knew I was going to a post-disaster area like a New Orleans, the sad truth of the matter is that a crisis brings out both the absolute best in humans and it also brings out the absolute worst in humans. You know, we've witnessed that time and time again. So you'll have people that will come out and they will help their neighbors and they will go the extra mile. And then you also have the parasitic people in our culture who view that as an opportunity for them to steal and rape and rob and, you know, do whatever they want to do. And you have to be, you know, mentally prepared for that, and you have to be physically prepared for it. And the best tool to stop people like that is a rifle. And you say, well, you don't have a rifle in the bag. I'm like, no, I don't have a rifle in the bag. I have one sitting right here where I can see it with a magazine in it. And I just grab it and go. And that's when people say, well, I'm not allowed to do that. I'm like, well, you're a slave, and I'm sorry. It sucks to be you. But where I am, I'm not a slave. And if I want to grab a rifle and put it in my truck and drive around town, that's what I do. It's not an issue. So, you know, handguns, you know, we carry handguns. Jaeger, she put it this way, and I like to quote him because he's absolutely correct. He goes, I carry a handgun when there's a less than 1% chance that I'm going to need it. He said, if there's a greater than 1% chance that I'm going to be confronted with evil or violence, I'll have a rifle. And that's how you should be thinking about it. You know, it's like, if you knew you were going to a fire, you wouldn't take the little 2-pound extinguisher that's on the counter in your kitchen, would you? No, if you knew you were going to a fire, you'd take a 10-pound fire extinguisher, one of the great big ones. But we keep the 2-pound one next to the stove because we don't know, because just in case. You know, it's like medical kits. You know, we have the pocket lifesaver, and I have a pocket lifesaver on my body every time I step out of the front door. And it's a small kit with just, you know, basic essentials. If I knew I was going to the scene of a crash, I would grab the big red bag. You know, I've got the big red bag that's got all the stuff in it.
Right.
But I'm not going to carry the red bag everywhere I go, you know, into the grocery store or whatever. But if I need it, like I said, you know, there's a less than 1% chance I need it. There's a greater than 1% chance I'll take the big stuff.
Right. Well, you can't. Now, one thing you didn't mention to you. So you're, if you're carrying a long gun with you, let me check the time. If you're carrying a long gun with you, how much ammo are you taking with you? Because my presumption would be that there's not going to be any resupply for me there.
No, there's probably not any resupply, but I go with the Special Forces, mantra or method or whatever, is 3 shots per target. Let's say you start out with a 30 round magazine already in the gun, right? That's at minimum 10 targets. And if you're, you know, if you're really good or really lucky, that's more than that.
Right.
You're probably going to run out of time before you run out of ammo.
Right.
On a basic rig or a light rig, I'll have a round in the, or a mag in the gun, 2 mags on the rig, plus important stuff like, you know, tourniquets and med gear and, you know, things of that nature.
Well,
because we're talking rifles here. I'm not talking about a pistol.
Right.
You know, generally, if you put 3 pills into a human predator, they get the point.
That and sort of serves as an example as well, doesn't it?
Yeah, yeah. You know, people rarely shake off a couple of hits from a 5.56.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Here lately, I've really been liking my 300 Blackout. Although I'm just waiting to see what's going to happen because my 300 Blackout is a pistol configuration.
You like feeding it?
Well, I've got 1,000 rounds of it.
Well, there you go.
Yeah, I mean, I don't like going out and feeding it, you know, with abandon. But I do like, you know, I like the fact that the round itself is designed for either silence or violence, whichever you want to do. And I have opted for hypersonic, you know, supersonic. I'm not out there going.
Because you don't have a can.
Because I don't have a can and I don't want to go through the, buying a can is a totally different thing, I think, to me. Because how long does it take to get the stamp back for that?
Oh, I don't know what the time frame is now. I think it's gotten better. I think it's down to like 6-7 months now, whereas it used to be 12 to 13 months.
Right.
So, yeah. Yeah. So that's better. You know, here's the deal with cans and time. Time is going to pass anyway.
Right.
And time is either going to go by without the stamp being processed or with the stamp being processed.
Right.
And the best way to look at it, I know it's frustrating because we're Americans and we should not have to say, mother, may I, and ask our slave masters if it's okay. Cause that's not America, but until we find our collective cojones and decide we're going to fix this country, that's the situation we're living in right now. But you know, you go down, do everything, go to your Class 3 dealer, he'll walk you through it. It's easier than buying a car. There's less paperwork to get a can than to buy a car.
Right.
And then once you've done it, just move on with your life. And you won't be thinking about it. And one day the phone will ring and it'll be your dealer and they'll say, hey, come get it. Now, it's also like being a divorced parent. The can will be there. It'll be sitting on the shelf in your class three guy's office.
Right.
You can go, you have visitation rights. You have supervised visitation rights. So you can go visit it, hold it in your hand, rub it maniacally with an oily rag. You just can't take it with you when you leave.
Right.
Now, I actually had a friend of mine who said that they had a really smart deal where what they would do is, because you can't leave with it, but it's under control of the class of the dealer, they had a gun shop, class three dealer, and a range there, all at the same place. So what he was able to do is he was able to have supervised visitation rights with his can,
right,
and go to the range and use it, but not take it with him.
Right. Yeah.
Because you've already paid for it. You know, they don't process the paperwork until it's paid for.
So it's already paid for. I want to ask you, so I've got a question. We're going to segue from the bags to the question when we get back. Go check out the Student of the Gun website, studentofthegun.com. You can see the video about the bug out bag. Watch the bug out bag video and take notes, because this is a pretty good configuration. It has a lot of thought going into it, and it's stuff that would actually be beneficial to you were you to have to go out the door. Lots of people talk about it all the time. I don't think anybody really considers what that means if you grab a bag and you're going out the door. So go check that out. Talking to Paul Markle. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Last time on the firing line, excuse me, this is Lock and Load, and I'm talking to Paul Markle, and I was, we just got into the conversation about cans. Now, I have my AR-15 pistol, my 300 blackout that I love so much. It's a pistol configuration. Do you think, given the way things are going, and I know that you look at the politics. Paul is one of the very few tactical guys out there that takes the time to look at the politics. Some other people do it, but not very many, not in the tactical world. Given the way things are shaping up, seeing the things that we're seeing right now, they've been talking in Congress about what they've done and how they're going to try to keep that from happening. Given all of that, should I just go ahead and pull the plastic pistol brace off of it, stick a butt stock on it, and go ahead and do the Form 1 and register it as an SBR?
I say no. I say this thing, first of all, what they've done is completely illegal. It's unconstitutional. And they violated the contract with the American people. The Constitution of the United States is a contract, a compact between the people of the United States and their government. The way a contract works is, as you know, both parties have to adhere to the terms of the contract. And when one party violates those terms, they nullify it. The contract's been voided. And then the other party, and see, this is the thing with contracts. So if you and I have a contract together, and it says blah, 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 and you sign it and I sign it, and then you decide, you know what? That's all well and good, but screw Paul Markle, and I'm not going to abide by any of this. What is my recompense? What is my remedy? You see, I can sue you. I can hold you accountable for violating that contract. And I hope that you guys in the audience think about that like this. So the Constitution is their contract with us. It's our contract with the government. And when the government violates that contract, when they violate their part, where do we go? What is our remedy? And we say, oh, well, our remedy is we just vote them out. I'm like, yeah, what happens when you can't vote them out anymore? What happens when they've figured out, when they've gamed the system, so they don't have to worry about that anymore? They don't have to worry about being voted out, because they've gamed the system, and so your vote doesn't matter. Where do you go from there? No one says you can't own a AR-15 caliber pistol or a rifle caliber pistol with a buffer tube on it. So if you're really worried about it, I just take a piece of plastic off, plastic, I'll throw it in a drawer or whatever, make a pound of sand. Something you need to, people's like, oh, we'll give you a free tax form. We'll give you a free permission slip. Wow. Mother, may I? But when you fill out that form, you know, they still have an option to say no. They have the option to say, you know what? No. Permission denied, slave. Your permission to own that has been denied. And that, where does that put you? Then you have to immediately surrender it because they know you have it. Well, you've already done everything.
Yeah.
And once you've gone through there, they're like, okay, the answer is no. You can't have that anymore.
Okay.
Because you've already said that it's an SPR, and we said no.
Okay.
So you can't have it.
So what happens, and I've never filed a form one. So let's say that I file it, and for whatever reason they say no to my application.
Mm-hmm.
Is it automatic that I have to give up the gun, or can I go get a 16? Can I take it apart, take a piece of plastic off of it, all that other stuff?
No, because the serial number is now on paper. Now it's that serial numbered receiver is now a documented short barrel rifle.
Right.
So now that it's a documented short barrel rifle, and there might be attorneys in there, it's like, this guy doesn't know what he's talking about. All right, whatever. But yeah, I know how I do know this. I do know that it's the serial number on the receiver. All the other stuff that's attached to it is immaterial. You know, so once it becomes, once that serial number is put on file as a short barreled rifle or a machine gun or a whatever, that's what it, according to them, that's what it is. And now it becomes, it is trackable and traceable. Now, think about this, Bill. Here's the deal. Let's say you do that. Let's say you acquiesce and you have one or two or three or whatever, and you get the three forms. Now it becomes a registered SBR. You can't take it over state lines without law enforcement permission. Aha! You can't sell it or transfer it to anybody else without them going through the permission slip. It's no longer your property. It now becomes a privilege. You see, despite what they'd have you believe, firearms are your property, and you are still allowed to dispose of your property as you see fit. However, once you get the magic serial number and it gets a tax stamp on it, you can't just gift it to your children. You can't sell it to your neighbor. You can't do any of that without them going through the approval process. And we don't like to talk about death, but once we kick off, that's a registered item. And your kids can't, by law, just go into the safe, open it up, and say, I want dad's rifle, so this is mine now.
Right.
Because now your kids are in possession of an unregistered short barrel rifle.
So, should I just put a 16-inch barrel on it then?
Dude, you're an American. Do whatever you want to do.
I'm just asking opinion.
Here's what I'm going to tell your audience. Listen, you need to be less concerned about what kind of crap they're trying to push from the AFT and Biden than you should be with the central bank digital currency. Because when they're done destroying the dollar and they attempt to force you to take their magic funny money, every single thing you purchase is now a registered item.
Yep.
And we've already seen credit card companies and banks close down the accounts of people who are in the firearms industry just arbitrarily. Oh, you have a gun shop. You make accessories for guns. You're involved in the gun business. We don't like that. So your account is closed. Mm. PayPal, if they find you in violation of their soy fed mangina homosexual terms, they'll freeze your account. They'll lock your money up. You could have thousands of dollars and they say, oh, you sold a firearm accessory on your webpage, so we're freezing your money. What the hell do you think is going to happen when every single thing you purchase is monitored by your government? How hard you? They don't need gun control laws when they control your money.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's always been about that. That's always been.
They control your money, I mean, and then you go to. Yeah. They're like, you can't use your central bank digital currency to buy guns.
Yep.
Sorry.
So it will just about be on, I would imagine. But we'll see. We'll see.
It should have been on a long time ago, my brother.
I know. Too many people. Too much patience.
Too much soy in the
too much
average
soy.
American diet.
You know, that's part of this diet that really bugs me is I got to have almond milk in my coffee right now.
Dude.
But I'm getting back.
Dude.
I'm getting
dude.
Back in
dude.
Salty.
Dude. Yeah. Dude, we gotta talk. You got to stop putting that garbage into your body. I got a way better diet for you.
Oh. I'll have to explain the details of the diet. Then maybe there's no real good explanation for it, but sometimes there's, you know.
I want to know where the teats are on an almond.
I have looked. I also want to know how they milk an oat.
It's actually nut juice is what it is.
Yeah, I know. Anyway, thank you for taking the time to join me.
You're welcome.
I will be back next week, and between now and then, remember this. You just heard it from him. He was describing a big portion of this. Never been about gun control. Not once. Not ever. It has been, and it's always going to be. The end result is always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load.
Tactical Innovations is the ultimate one-stop shop for all your competition, law enforcement, and military needs. Home of the weapons of WIC. Now featuring the new Pit Viper. Terran is the one who trained the one, and he is Hollywood's go-to for taking the weapons and training to the next level. His legacy of championship wins, spanning across decades, is due to his uncompromising dedication to perfection. These innovations are now offered to you at TerranTactical.com.
At MGS, we have what it takes to reinvent yourself. With a curriculum designed to balance work, family, and a gun repair education, MGS provides the gateway into one of the fastest-growing segments of the gun industry. Modern Gun School's mission is to provide high-quality distance education using time-tested materials and hands-on projects designed to develop a proficiency in both the technique and the business of gunsmithing.
Go to mgs.edu.
MGS Trade School. Your future is waiting.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. GCNfood.com.